Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, December 22nd. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. The federal government favors big agriculture when it buys food for nutrition programs, says a new report. Laura Hatch with the Public News Service has the details.
The advocacy group Friends of the Earth says in fiscal year 2024, the U.S. Department of Agriculture spent $4.8 billion on food for school meals, food banks, and tribal communities. Almost half of that went to just 25 companies. Walter Schweitzer is president of the Montana Farmers Union. He says these companies are looking for the lowest price possible, which hurts Montana farmers and consumers.
Big corporate monopolies that supply this food is heavily processed. It's not the same quality. And in many cases, especially with beef, it's probably a foreign product.
Tyson Foods topped the list at $240 million, or 5% of spending. The USDA announced in August that it would buy $230 million in fruits, vegetables, and fresh seafood from U.S. farmers for these programs. The plan didn't mention beef and poultry, which the report says make up a large share of these food purchases. I'm Laura Hatch, reporting.
Laramie County Community College is planning a rebrand and name change in a bid to become one of the best-known higher education institutions within a 350-mile radius. Wyoming News Now's Grace Swanky reports.
Joe Schaefer, president of LCCC, tells me that the idea for a name change began back in 2020 when coming to the understanding that in order for Wyoming's economy to grow, the communities must as well. The state's economy is set to face significant challenges when it comes to the workforce, as high school graduation numbers are on a decline already.
Our future is dependent on the talent, the individuals that'll come work, live here, be involved in our communities, and as we look at where those individuals may come from, we have to face the reality that it's going to get more and more challenging to do that from within Wyoming's borders.
The school's name can create limitations in people's minds, such as different stigmas around community college and confusion about the location. The goal with the name change is to help enter bigger surrounding markets to help people see LCCC as the institution that they want to come to, and then hopefully connect them to keep them in the state.
That's Wyoming News Now's Grace Swanky reporting. Food insecurity spiked during the government shutdown, and as Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports, need remains high heading into the holidays.
The back and forth about SNAP funding in November took its toll on Wyomingites. Olivia Schoen is with the Food Bank of Wyoming.
We are seeing a 10-year high when it comes to food insecurity, especially with the aftershocks from the pause in SNAP.
She says some hunger relief partners around the state saw more than 80 new families come to get food around Thanksgiving. The nonprofit doubled the amount of boxes going out to its mobile pantries in November.
We've decided to continue that in December because we are still seeing a need with our neighbors.
Schoen says the food bank's four drivers have been working overtime to deliver food across the state. They covered over 300,000 miles this year. Each dollar donated to the food bank is doubled this month. That means a $1 donation will cover six meals for someone in need. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
The University of Wyoming Athletic Department is asking the state for an extra $6 million for its budget in the next 2 years. This, as a recent survey found, a large majority of Wyomingites say the department is important to the state's and UW's identity and prestige. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kadelska has more.
Here is UW Athletic Director Tom Berman saying what would happen if they don't get that extra money.
Some may define it as draconian cuts, which may include sport elimination, scholarship elimination, staffing reductions, and all of those lead to declining support from ticket revenues, media partnership, corporate partnerships, and it just becomes very difficult to function.
Out of the 850 Wyomingites who responded to the survey, 54% strongly agreed with using state funds to support the UW Athletics Department. The survey, conducted by the Wyoming Survey and Analysis Center at UW, also found that 73% agreed that the athletics program helps with the university's visibility and prestige. Legislators will decide whether to grant this request or not in February during the budget session. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadalska.
Wyoming's junior U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis will retire in 2027 at the end of her current term. In an announcement released on Friday after the Senate had adjourned for the holiday break, Lummis said that hers was not an easy decision, but added that she didn't have it in her to fill out another six-year term. Lummis said that following a difficult session this fall, she has, quote, come to accept that I do not have six more years in me. I am a devout legislator, but I feel like a sprinter in a marathon. The energy required just doesn't match up, end quote. Lummis has served a single term in the Senate and four in the U.S. House. Her retirement will reverberate in Washington circles, particularly when it comes to crypto legislation, an area in which she has emerged as a leader in Congress. Bird flu has been found in a Carbon County backyard poultry flock. This is the second case in a backyard flock in the state this season and the fourth this year. Bird flu is considered low risk to human health, but deadly for birds. Protect yours by not allowing contact with wild waterfowl, cleaning equipment, and keeping your birds away from rivers, ponds, and canals. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a look at what happened this week in Wyoming history.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on December 22, 1969, a massive mural depicting Wyoming's history, carved from a large cottonwood trunk, was placed in the coffee shop at Casper's Ramada Inn. It took 6 weeks to complete. On December 24, 1866, the first Christmas tree lighting in Wyoming was held near present-day Glen Rock. That next year, on December 24, 1867, the Dakota Territorial Legislature passed an act incorporating the city of Cheyenne. On December 24, 1966, the University of Wyoming Cowboys defeated the Florida State Seminoles 28-20 in the Sun Bowl. On December 27, 1867, Dakota Territory created Carter County, now Sweetwater County, out of Laramie County, though it wasn't fully organized until the next year. On December 22, 1917, the Irma Hotel was deeded back to Louisa Cody, Buffalo Bill Cody's wife. It had been foreclosed upon and sold to a man named Barney Link earlier that year. Louisa kept it until she died 8 years later. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many times has Wyoming provided the national Christmas tree to be displayed in Washington, D.C.? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the correct answer. As for Friday's trivia question, how does Wyoming rank among the windiest states in the U.S.? Well, according to the National Weather Service, we're number two, with a mean wind speed at 21.5 miles an hour. Wyoming ranks second, just behind Alaska's 21.9 miles an hour, but that makes us the number one in the lower 48. Congratulations to Andrea Williams, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.